of life, Sannyasa, in the year 1978. He joined the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, better known as ISKCON, in 1971, and today he is one of the leaders of the organization. In the year 1982, he went to North Carolina and opened his first parallel temple. Then, in the year 1995, he was promoted to the position of the commissioner for the governing body, ISKCON. His Holiness traveled extensively throughout the world, teaching about self-realization, love for God, and love for oneself. Due to this extensive and thought-provoking preaching, he has a lot of disciples all over the world, which includes people of various professions like doctors, nurses, teachers, and many more. His Holiness also has a keen interest in writing. Today, we are blessed to have His Holiness, Bir Krishna Goswami, with us to give us words of wisdom to prepare us to meet the challenges of life. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen and dear children, please welcome His Holiness, Bir Krishna Goswami, to address us today.
Amiga.
So, okay. Thank you for the nice introduction, and we're very happy to be here at the Sangam School. Good morning to everybody. Good. So, as I was coming here, I was actually thinking of the meaning of the word Sangam. And as I was thinking of the meaning of the word Sangam, I actually thought of, first of all, I thought of some of the phrases they use in Buddhism. I don't know if you study Buddhism here, just Hinduism. I study all different religions. Actually, in my work, I study Christianity, Islamic tradition, Hinduism, Buddhism, history of India, a lot of different things that we give classes and seminars on. So, the Buddhists use this word too. There's three sayings that the Buddhists have. First one is Buddha Sharanam Gacchami. Any Buddhists here? No. Okay. Buddha Sharanam Gacchami means I go to the Buddha for shelter. Second one is in a language called Pali, which is very similar to Sanskrit. It's Sanskrit pronounced a little bit differently. The second one is Dhamma, which is actually Dharma in Sanskrit. Dharma Sharanam Gacchami, which means I go for shelter to Dharma. I think you all know what Dharma means. Dharma sometimes means religious principles, and other times means one's duty in life, one's position. But the word Dharma really means one's eternal situation. That is, we are all spiritual beings. So we go to that understanding of spirituality for shelter. And the final one, the Buddhist site, is Sangam Sharanam Gacchami. So the same word, Sangha, Sangam, which basically means I go to the shelter of those who are spiritually minded. I take their shelter. So that's what I wanted to speak about today is the word Sangha. Because Sangha means, sa means with, Sangham, to be with a greater assembly or a great amount of people or with the association of people. So, referring to the Bhagavad Gita teaches us something very interesting about the word Sangha or Sangham. The Bhagavad Gita teaches us that our being in this world is due to something called guna sangha or guna sangha. Karanam guna sangasya sarasad janma jonishu. That's the verse from the Gita. I think you're all familiar with the Gita, Bhagavad Gita. So the Gita teaches us that we are here because of something called guna sangha. That means associating with guna means, in Sanskrit, rope. But it also means a quality. So there are three qualities listed in the Vedas. One is goodness, the other one is passion, and the other one is, does anyone know? Anyone know? No, no one knows. Ignorance. Okay, I'll give you an idea. Goodness means like we're sitting out here, it's nice and sunny, not too hot, not too cold. It's very nice here. Passion means one is very enthusiastic, making money, buying more things, becoming famous. And ignorance means one is very enthusiastic to get intoxicated. I'm sure you've all seen intoxicated people before, right? Intoxicated means they're drinking something, taking something, and becoming stupid. The word stupor or stupid is used in English. Stupor means when one is stupid by taking intoxication. So these three modes or gunas are everywhere in this world. And depending on our association, we take on that quality. Just like if you associate with someone, if you hang out or associate with someone who is drinking in the mode of ignorance, guess what? You start drinking. And if you associate with someone who is investing money in the stock market or very interested in business, you become very interested. And if you associate with a Brahmin, what is a Brahmin? A Brahmin is in the mode of goodness, interested in spirituality, like today we are worshipping the goddess Saraswati, very nice. Then you also become like a Brahmin. So it depends on who or what you associate with. Not only with people, but also food has different qualities. There's food in the mode of goodness, which is very light and health-giving, like vegetarian food. Food in the mode of passion, too spicy, like you eat chili peppers all day long. That's passion. Or there is food in the mode of ignorance, which is stale, decomposed, stuff like meat. So, food is of different qualities, people are of different qualities, the time of day is of different qualities. Everything in this world is composed of these three modes. And so our sangam, or our association with those modes, determines what our consciousness is like. So if we want to have good consciousness or good life, we have to be very careful who and what we associate with, because we will become like that. You associate, as I said before, with the drunkard, you become drunkard. You associated with the Brahmin, associated with Saraswati Pooj, you become Brahmin. So we can choose. We have that choice. I'm going to tell you some interesting stories about that that prove my point. And these stories are from the Vedic literatures. Once upon a time, there was a very nice Brahmin. His name was Ajamil. Very nice. He was in the mode of goodness. But then he took some bad association. He associated with prostitute, which is in mode of ignorance. And by taking that association, he also fell down, 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 down to the lowest grade of life. He mistreated his father, mistreated his wife, became very, very low class by that bad association. So he went from top, good quality, all the way to bad quality. Okay? And I'll give you an example of the opposite. Once upon a time, there was this personality. He was the son of a maidservant. He was born, he didn't know who his father was. His mother was not so chaste, let's say. But what happened is that during the 4 months of the rainy season, in India you have this period called the Chaturmash period. During the 4 months of the rainy season, these great personalities came. They're called Bhakti Vedantas, or Brahmanas, or sages. They came, and he associated with them and took the remnants of their food, touched their feet. And then as a result of that, he eventually became the great sage, Narada Muni. I think most of you heard of Narada Muni. Yes, I think he's a great devotee. He's always traveling. Radhika Ramana Namane, he's always chanting Sitaram, Narayan, 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 Hare Krishna, different mantras like that. So there's an example of someone who took good association. So in our lives, this is the message I want to leave with all of you. In our lives, we always have that choice. Who are our friends? What we eat? What we listen to? What music you listen to? Every minute of every day, we can choose these things. And if we choose the right thing, the goodness, then we can elevate our consciousness and even transcend this world and enter into the spiritual world. Because that is the purpose of life. We were speaking yesterday at Lambasa College and telling all the students that we should all think about our purpose of life. Why are we here? For example, in my own life, that's what I did. I was a student just like all of you, and I was asking my teachers the question, what is the purpose of life? Why am I here? And none of my teachers could answer the question. That was the problem. But here you're fortunate. You have some good teachers. I think they can answer the question. They know. They're trained in the Vedic literatures. But where I come from in America, we didn't have anyone trained in the Vedic literature. So no one can answer the question. They just told me, be quiet. They said, shut up, don't ask that question. Just make money and be happy. Go to school, get educated, become a doctor, make a lot of money, and that's what life is about. But I said, no, it's not like that. There must be a higher purpose in life. And so, in order to find out that higher purpose, I started reading many books. Reading books is very important about higher purposes in life. And I advise you all to study for that particular purpose. And study in school very nicely. So I studied. I was reading one book every day. I read so many books. And eventually I came to Bhagavad Gita. And when I read Bhagavad Gita, I could see the answers were there. And Krishna says that the highest purpose in life is actually to devote oneself to God. And when one does that, Krishna says in Gita, Punarjanma naiti bhameti sojana. You go back to the spiritual world. And in the spiritual world, the weather is always nice. There's no politics. The food is always nice. You don't have to worry about the three modes of material nature. So that is the ultimate goal. So we should all fix in our minds some goal in life. We asked the students yesterday, write down today in your notebooks, what is your goal in life? What do you want to accomplish in the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, or by the time you leave your body, or after you leave your body? What do you want to accomplish? And then choose your association, what you do, in terms of that goal. That is very important. And remember what I'm saying today, that whatever you associate with, or whoever you associate with, determines what goal you will reach and determines your consciousness. This is a very, very important message, and it can save you from so many problems that you may encounter later on in life. So thank you very much for your attention and happy Saraswati Puja. Hare Krishna. Okay? Not too heavy?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir, for your wonderful dinner. I just cooked this one.
That was about 12 minutes.